Why do men kill themselves? I'll tell you why. Because nobody sees them. Nobody seems to care. And I'm sure you've heard that, you know, the reason why men are overrepresented in the statistics when it comes to suicide is that they don't talk about their problems. They try to act tough and so on. I disagree. What happens is that when men try to share their problems, or if they try to tell you that they are struggling, the response that they get most of the time is, pull yourself together. Or people might say, you know, oh, that's tough, you know, and I'm sure you'll manage, and you know, you need to sort out those problems and so on and so on. But the fact is that men are dying in plain sight. Men are being desperate and trying their best to reach out. Maybe it's their last effort. Maybe it's the last time they reach out and they say, you know, I can't manage anymore. I'm struggling. And still people will say, well, you just have to pull yourself together. And I know for a fact that women are very guilty when it comes to saying that. Women are, in many cases, the worst when it comes to not seeing men who are struggling. Now, many years ago, I worked as a therapist. It was extremely demanding. And I was surprised at how common this is. And when I hear people saying, or, you know, especially the feminist people and well, lots of people are saying that, well, men, they try to act tough, and the reason why so many men in today's modern society commit suicide is toxic masculinity. When I hear that, you know what? I get provoked, because that's not the reason. The reason is that as a man, one of the first things you will learn is that people don't care. Other men, maybe a little bit. Women, mostly not at all. You will be asked to, you will be told to pull yourself together. And in addition to that, we now live in a society where men are being told that they're not useful anymore. They're not really needed. Because who needs masculinity? Who needs men at all, you know? So, what do you do then? You know, maybe you're not being successful in your life. I mean, let's face it, the very successful people, like, when it comes to material wealth and those things that people tend to, those things that are very visible, it's a tiny minority. Most of us, we have to struggle. Life is a struggle. It's probably always been like that. But now we, as men, are being told that basically everything about us is wrong. And I wanted to talk about this. And this will be an unedited video. I'm just out here in my local woods and I wanted to give you my perspective on this, raw and unedited. I feel that pain. And I recognize that pain in many other people. Am I saying that men are the only ones struggling? No, no. Of course, women are struggling as well. I'll walk down the steep slope here. You'll have to excuse me if the camera becomes a little bit wobbly. We're all struggling. Life is difficult. But the difference is that women are not usually just told to pull themselves together and, you know, you have to get through this, you know? And what if you can't? What if you have... I mean, the point here, and this is what people don't get, is that when men reach out, they have already tried to pull themselves together, probably for a long time. So when they do reach out, that's not what they want to hear. That's not what they need to hear. I'm going to jump down here, okay? Oh, I'm 52 years old. I still jump down these places. Men are dying in plain sight. You probably know people. If you just sit down or and think a little bit, you probably know someone, you know, who actually tried to reach out and now they are struggling and they're dying in plain sight. Give them a phone call. If you can, maybe even go visit. Social media is nice, you know, and I guess sending a message is better than nothing, but you know, if you could pick up that phone and maybe give that person a call and show that you care, you could actually save that person's life. Because as men, we need purpose. We need to feel that we are needed. There's a reason for us to stick around. There's a reason for us to go to work in the morning. There's a reason that we struggle. There's a reason why we do what we do, that we exist. And when you take that reason away, People start asking themselves, you know, why am I even alive? What's the point? And we can add to this, of course, loneliness. We are living in a loneliness epidemic. It's a massive health problem. It's not only a problem for our mental health, but also for our physical health. We're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to sit in each our box in a fucking city. Excuse my language. That's what happens when I unedited. I promise to keep it in. To keep it in the video. We're not meant to sit in each our little box looking at screens. That's not what life is supposed to be like. So please remember this. Men are dying in plain sight. Right now, as I speak, as you're listening to this, it's happening. I'll stop right there, you know, because I get emotional about this, actually. I do. Consider clicking on one of the other videos that should pop up here on the end screen. Remember to subscribe. You help the channel tremendously if you do that. And thank you for watching.